AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran has intensified its attacks on oil and gas facilities around the Gulf, dramatically raising the stakes in the war that is sending shockwaves through the global economy. The strikes came in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key Iranian natural gas field. President Trump was asked if he spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I did. I told him, don't do that. And he won't do that. We didn't discuss. You know, we do. We're independent. We get along great. It's coordinated, but on occasion he'll do something, and if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that anymore.
The president made an uncomfortable remark about starting the war. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Hosting Japan's leader in the Oval Office, the president was asked why he did not talk with Tokyo and other allies before starting the war.
Because we wanted surprise.
And then turning toward the Japanese prime minister.
Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right?
She raised her eyebrows.
December 7th, 1941.
The Japanese attack on Hawaii killed more than 2,300 Americans. The U.S. declared war on Japan the next day. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth implied more leaders could be targeted in Iran, referring specifically to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and Basij Force, a powerful internal security unit whose leader was killed by Israel earlier this week. A day after a tiny desert community in Southern California reached 108 degrees, forecasters are warning the record-breaking winter heat across the Southwest will continue into the weekend. Mark Wayne Mullen is a step closer in the Senate to becoming the next leader of the Department of Homeland Security. This is AP News. A case involving an American actor in Britain has been settled.
Three men who allege that actor Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted them have settled their civil claims in London. The men claimed that Spacey had abused them at various times between 2000 and 2013. Spacey denies the allegations. The case was due to go to trial later this year, but Judge Christina Lambert paused the proceedings after both sides agreed to settlement terms. Those terms have not been disclosed. Spacey, who was artistic director of London's Old Vic Theatre for a decade, faced a criminal trial in London in 2023 on 9 alleged sexual offences. He was acquitted on all counts by the jury then. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Police in Barcelona, Spain are searching for a college student from Illinois, James Gracie, reported missing this week after a night out with friends. Gracie never returned to the room he was renting with friends. Searches included air patrol and underwater sweeps. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.